As promised, we are joined right now by a first baseman for the San Diego Padres. He is a World Series champion. He is an All-Star. He is a four-time Gold Glove winner. He is a Silver Slugger winner. He is a WBC champion. He had a two-run bomb in yesterday's win over Cincinnati. The Reds are at San Diego tonight at 7 p.m. Pacific time. Eric Hosmer is my guest. Eric, it's great to have you back on. How are you?
I'm doing good, Remy. Good to talk to you again, man.
Dude, so good to talk to you, Eric. Great to have you back. So let me ask you, you're coming off that win yesterday, and it had so many moments in it. But before we get to that, can you tell me, Eric, what's it been like playing in front of the fans? Not only the fans, but the first sellout at Petco Park since 2019. What did it feel like to have the fans and the energy in that crowd once again?
Yeah, it felt great. It's, you know, it seems like that's been kind of a build-up process from, you know, going to no fans at all to limited capacity. And each homestand we got back, it went from 30% to 40%, and then finally had maximum capacity last night. And, you know, the energy was incredible there last night. I think the fans have been, you know, ready to come out and watch this team for a long time now, ever since the 2020 season started. And, you know, I think they got to let out all that excitement last night in a great game, first time in front of full capacity.
That's a great explanation. Eric Hosmer joining us. Now, you had a 2-0 lead going into the ninth, but the Reds scored four in the top. I mean, a blown save can be pretty deflating, but it didn't seem to deflate you guys. Manny Machado leads off the top in the ninth with a walk, and then you come up with one out. What was your approach to that at bat?
Just trying to find a way to honestly keep the line moving and keep it going. As a team, you know, we had a rough road trip there, and we knew we were going to get back at home and in front of a full crowd with a lot of energy. So it would have been a tough way to lose last night, and you know, especially how the game started and all that. So it was big for us to get that win last night, especially how we did it. And, you know, the way we've been playing lately, I think a win like that can really shift momentum and get some energy on our side and hopefully get us going on a little run here.
Eric Hosmer joining us. Fact is, you absolutely crushed that ball down the right field line to tie the game. The stadium exploded the instant you made contact. It was a full-blown party by the time the ball landed. Like, I know you're not looking to make it about you, but what's it feel like to be at the center of a moment like that? Can you describe that feeling?
Yeah, it's a great feeling. It really is. You know, off the bat, I knew it was close to the foul pole, and it was kind of hooking towards it, so just hoping it stayed fair from that point. But it's always fun. As a player, those are the moments you dream about being in, and those are the moments that you got to picture yourself in. I think, you know, a lot of guys, you know, not really shy away from it, but you got to understand that those are moments you want to be in as a player, and those are the moments why you work so hard. So any opportunity you get in those big situations, you just try and calm down a little more and just try and get into the moment and, you know, look for a mistake and not miss it.
So, Eric, to that point, like, it seems to me, it seems kind of counterintuitive, and go ahead, feel free to correct me if I'm wrong, but even if you're at that level and you make it to the major leagues, I got to think that not everybody covets that moment. Not everybody wants to be in that moment. You just said that's exactly what you want. You want to love that. Have you always been that way? Did you kind of conjure that up, learn to feel that way? Like, how did you get to be that guy in those moments?
Yeah, it's a situation that you just kind of picture yourself in time and time again. I think, you know, if you want to be a champion at the end of the day, you realize you got to go through some moments like that. And when you're going on a championship run, it seems like every player, every individual has their key moment that, you know, really brings some energy and really uplifts the team. So, you know, you just got to keep picturing it. You got to keep telling yourself that it's coming. And when it's coming, you're ready for it. And, you know, baseball's a weird game because when the situation gets bigger and the crowd gets louder, you almost have to find a way to just, you know, be calmer yourself in the box and do less and just let the adrenaline take over. And, you know, now I'm running through my 10th year in the league, so I've gotten a little better at, you know, not getting too hype with the moment and trying to settle in. And, you know, I think that's what leads to those big moments is just picturing it and really settling yourself into that mode and trying to do less.
One more thought about that, like try easier, do less, settle in. I mean, these are all really hard things to do. Like, how do you do that? Is it breathing? Is it visualization? What exactly are the tactics or strategy?
Yeah, you know, breathing definitely helps kind of settle yourself into the moment, but just having gone through moments like that before and understanding from failures as well that, you know, maybe one time early on in my career or whether it was later in my career, you probably try and do a little too much in that moment. And you know, that can be the reason why you just miss a ball and get under it rather to, you know, hitting it on the barrel and putting it out of the ballpark. So, you know, there's plenty of moments where, I've came up in that situation. I've just came short, and it's one of those things where, you know, you picture that next moment and you realize what you did wrong in the previous moment, and you know, you tell yourself the next time that comes, you're, you know, just going to lock in, settle in, and just try and put a nice, easy swing and not miss your pitch.
This is an Eric Hosmer conversation. I'm kind of shaking my head. It's funny, man. This is exactly why you are who you are and why you are where you are, and this is why they need you and want you. Back in the sixth inning, Fernando Tatis Jr. hit his 22nd home run of the year. I mean, you've been around him for a little while right now. How would you describe what it is that makes him so unique and so special and so different?
Man, it's incredible what this guy's been doing. You know, I haven't been able to see anything like it on a day-to-day basis. He's easily the best talent I've played with. And, you know, he's just so – I think what separates him is having all that talent, and he's, you know, mentally just above everybody else when it comes to the game. It's, you know, he keeps it simple when it comes to preparing for pitchers and, you know, studying guys. And it seems like that first time he faces a guy and he sees every single one of his pitches, that once he sees his whole arsenal, there's really nothing a pitcher can do to get him out after that. So, you know, he's a big problem for a lot of pitchers in this league, and I've had the best seat in the house getting able to watch him do what he's done so far in his early on in his career. But, you know, obviously Mike Trout is Mike Trout, and you got to prove it for a long time to be at that level. But he's got every bit of talent that Mike has, and, you know, I think he's more than willing to go out there and prove that he can be that type of player for the next, you know, 10, 15 years.
You know, as a quick follow, like his mental approach, you mentioned that. Is his mental approach and his preparation as good and as strong as his physical gifts?
Yeah, it's definitely beyond his years. You know, he obviously grew up in a big league clubhouse, but, you know, I remember his rookie year, day one, when he broke camp with the team. We got to San Diego, and opening day, we had a day game, and, you know, he was there at 9 o'clock in the morning working on his body in the weight room and getting everything ready for the big game. So he's above and beyond his years. He really is. And he's a better teammate than he is player, which is hard to believe because
wow,
he's a fantastic player. But, you know, he's going to be the reason why we're going to do good things here in San Diego and why we're going to win a championship here, because when your best player is leading by example and leading in the clubhouse as well, that usually leads to pretty special things.
Eric Hosmer joining us. You didn't say if we win a championship. I think you just said when we win a championship. Am I right?
Absolutely, man. That's the goal. That's been the goal here for a long time, and we feel like we got the pieces to do it.
Listen, you and I have talked for the last few years about this, but you were part of that turnaround when you came from the beginning. Like, you go back to 2018, they were coming off a 71-win season, and then you show up, and that sent a sign, I think, to a lot of people around Major League Baseball. Then Manny Machado comes, then Blake Snell, then Yu Darvish. You've got the growth of the young talent. I mean, obviously, you would not have gone there if you didn't see potential, but did you envision something this dramatic, this amazing, when you got there?
Yeah, definitely not this amazing, this dramatic, like you're saying. I think, you know, I realized the talent that we had in the farm system here, and I realized it could be a special group of guys, but, you know, some of those other guys you mentioned that have joined in, as far as Snell and Darvish and Manny, and, you know, those are guys I never envisioned that would be over here, and, you know, that team I was on in 2015 was a special team, a special group, and you know, this team here in San Diego, as far as talent goes, is every bit as good as that group, and you know, we're starting to mesh and come together just like that 2015 team at Kansas City did. And I think games like last night is a great example of just, you know, really having the momentum the whole entire game and having the lead, and then right there in the ninth inning it gets kind of swiped from you, and we didn't back down as a team. We still fought and you know, came out with a victory. And I think it's wins like that that really show that characteristics of a good team. And I think that's where, you know, teams know we're going to be a problem because we're going to play a full nine innings and give you everything we got.
Eric Hosmer joining me for another moment or so. So there's been so much talk before the season and then throughout it about the rivalry with the Dodgers. You know, I was talking about this, Eric. I live between San Diego and L.A. I grew up in Los Angeles. I worked in San Diego. I've seen this thing firsthand for decades. I'm curious, as somebody who's down the middle of it, how do you view that? Are they just another team, or is there a little something extra, and is there that rivalry?
They're certainly just not another team. You know, they're the world champions of last year. They've been kind of running the division here for a long time. So, you know, we understand we got to go through them to get to where they want to be. And we welcome that challenge. We understand that they're a great team and they're getting better and better throughout the years. And, that's kind of the standard of what you want to be if you want to be a world championship or world champion. And, you know, we certainly feel like we line up good against those guys, and we've had a good, exciting first couple series against those guys. But, you know, really our whole division you can't sleep on. San Francisco's playing unbelievable. And every time you look up at the scoreboard, it seems like they're up by 4 or 5 runs. And they've been playing great baseball. So, you know, we understand that we're going to have to be consistent in the way we play. We're going to have to be consistent the rest of the summer all the way throughout this 162-game grind. And, we'll see what happens when we look up. But, you know, our division is certainly loaded, and the Dodgers are right there, and the Giants as well. So it's going to be tough to keep up with those guys. But, you know, that's what you want to do when you want to win a division. So we got to continue to play our game consistently throughout the summer and then hopefully throughout the end of the season.
All right, so one last thought. You mentioned the grind. You were second in the majors in terms of games started from 2015 to 2019. Then you had that crazy season last year where it was an all-out sprint. What's it like then been adjusting back to a 162-game season?
Yeah, it's definitely been an adjustment. It's, I think you get so used to the 162-game grind, and then you switch it up last year with a 60-game sprint, and you're back to the 162-game grind now. And, you know, it was so different last year because really your start dictated a lot of your season. If you got off to a bad start, it would be really hard to turn it around and vice versa. But, now for this 162-game season, you just realize it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. And, you know, you got to be steady. You got to be steady throughout the whole year. And it definitely has its differences. But I think everyone's slowly starting to settle back into that 162-game grind. And it's funny, you know, because I think, a couple weeks ago, whenever we reached the 60-game mark, everyone kind of looked around and was like, man, that was a full season last year, and just kind of laughed and really didn't feel real that can be possible. But I think everyone's definitely adjusted back to this 162-game grind and this marathon that we all love.
That is wild. That really is kind of funny and weird and surreal. Man, and you guys are something else. He is a World Series champion, an all-star, a four-time Gold Glove winner, a Silver Slugger winner, a WBC champ, and right in the middle of something absolutely incredible in San Diego. Eric, I really appreciate you. It's been a minute or two. So good to have you back on the show. Thanks for doing that, Eric.
No doubt, Romy. Always good to talk to you, man. Well.
You're the best. Be well. God, he's a stud. Eric Hosmer, man, is such a great leader, such a great player, such a great guy to talk to, and exactly what that team needs. And they've got a lot in that clubhouse. Padres are something else.